That was a good clap. Did it catch it?
No.
Fuck.
There you go.
it's the noise canceling.
Sing it with the babas.
Do 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 do. Listen to the Grants.
Grantspod.com.
There we go. Done.
She saw the words rad fact in the intro.
And she felt fear.
I did, yeah.
All fear about how radical the fact needs to be will be dispelled as soon as I go.
Most of ours are usually pretty boring, let's be honest.
Yeah, we're like, I bought shoes.
Whoa, hey.
What kind of shoes? Yeah, just don't spoil us on what kind of soup you had for dinner.
Wow.
Welcome to the second season of Talking Sons, the probably not the final episodiest podcast about Dungeons & Daddies made by fans of the show. Dungeons & Daddies is a podcast about four kids who traveled to Colin Firth to save their dads. This isn't that podcast. You should go listen to it because we don't care about spoilers and we'll spoil everything. Talking Sons, Season 2, Episode 51. Sylvester still one episode left. Theme music goes here. Ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dang. Hi, my name is Jamie, and my rad fact is that the highlight of this week is that I got supplies for a couple of hobbies in today.
Whoa!
Yeah, you're learning about
it. Was one of them origami?
No, I already have paper.
and scissors.
I have paper, stupid.
I have paper and thumbs. I'm good to go. No, this was stuff for soldering. I ran out of soldering supplies because I want to modify a Pokemon Go +++. So that way it doesn't shout Pikachu language at me every time it's turned on.
Oh, God.
Are you a Pokemon Sleep Boy?
So, like, we don't use that in the house, but it's been having a problem where my wife's clicker will just start randomly forgetting that it was supposed to have the audio turned off. And so it just sounds like a little demon child who's like trapped in a pile of like towels or something.
Yeah. And you already have enough of those.
Turn that off.
Yeah, I do. And the other bit of supplies is...
I thought you were going to say another fact. I was like, slow down,
hobbies.
Dude.
Yeah. And the other is...
one fact.
I got supplies to make depth charge ganache truffles.
Okay.
That's so many.
Out an explosive,
that's, yeah, I was gonna say.
Candy.
I was like, those are words I never expected to hear around the word truffles. I'm making explosive diarrhea cake. Hell yeah!
All right, Guy Fieri, calm
hand
down.
Hand grenade gelato.
I call them chocolate Gerino.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
No, so if you're stateside, they're known as Irish car bombs, except doesn't go over particularly well with the international crowd, especially if you remember the Troubles. Yeah, Irish car. we commemorate the Troubles with a couple of cocktails. So good on us Americans. But anyway, so it's going to be a layered dark chocolate whiskey ganache, white chocolate Bailey's ganache, and Guinness ganache.
Fuck yeah.
All dipped in a hard chocolate shell.
And you're sending all of us.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're not right? just tempting That's us.
How that works.
Yeah, and then I'll send back those rats.
You mentioned food on the podcast and you must send it too.
Now you have to share with the class, bud.
Oh no, yeah. But if you send them, then I'm obligated to send all the gifts I've been hoarding for you guys because I simply don't have the energy to send them.
Oh yeah.
We'll figure it out. I mean, it was 85 degrees today and
I'm sure from Florida, it's fine.
I mean, I wouldn't want to like send melted chocolate puddles.
Irish car bombs in the mail.
Well, I mean that too.
Oh, shit. Do I technically go next or does Agniti take Emma's spot? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Go next. That's what Emma says, right? I go next.
You go next.
I go next.
You go next.
I go next. I'm Agniti. I'm not Emma. Emma has a tummy ache, so Emma's not here. So my rad fact is... Do you want me to tell you about the soup I had tonight?
I can tell you a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. A little bit I want to know about the soup.
Okay, yeah. So I made French onion soup, which is a really simple soup.
Yeah. All it has is French and onions.
So, like, all I had to do was chop up 5 onions nice and thin, put them in a pot, and it came out as soup.
Nice.
Kind of great. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's such a simple soup, but it took me 8 months to get a recipe I was happy with.
That's fair.
This one was just, like, beef broth plus onion plus thyme plus pepper and salt.
And some red wine.
No red wine. And I do have red wine I could have dumped in there. Let's just put a whole bottle of red wine in there.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't put any red wine in there.
That's fine.
Now, I feel like some listeners are going to be like, I think Agnity is two people.
Agnity is two people.
People struggle with mine and Emma's voices, and I feel like we couldn't be any more different.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Are you saying that we sound alike?
No, I'm just saying, like, I think there will be a new...
I'm a new voice. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, the listeners are fucking stupid, and they'll be like, either they can throw their voice, or, like, something happened to someone else. So then you go next, and then I'll bring up the rear. So we can get all three female voices in a row and really confuse people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So I go next. Then. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, you can go.
All right. So, yeah, my name's Maribeth, and my rad fact is my cat Minerva, she consistently steals my chicken nuggets and my french fries off of my plate when I'm not looking.
Oh,
that bitch.
She's cute. What a bitch.
Yeah, we have a cat that does that, and we call her the garbage cat because she just.
I used to own a cat that we referred to as garbage cat because that's how my sister found him. He was like in the garbage, all matted and gross. But like when she like cleaned him up and stuff and took care of him, he was like a beautiful cat. We never came up with another name for him. We just kept calling him garbage cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I eat out of the trash every day, so yeah.
Garbage.
We're basically all the same.
Yeah. Our cat, incredibly food motivated, was lured down out of an attic with food. And then put into foster care. So,
oh,
they're nervous like that about treats, though.
I mean, she just sits there and will drool.
Yeah.
Like, just drool drip out of her mouth until she gets what she wants.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. That is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you pet her. Awesome. Like, she does, like, she shakes her head and then drool goes everywhere. And you're like, oh, no, now I'm down.
It's like a St. Bernard.
Yeah.
Where she's like 8 pounds.
Yeah, but like so small. Yeah.
So small.
That's hilarious.
Love it.
All right, I'll go. What's up, losers? It's your boy. It's Nikki. Back again. Despite popular belief. And my rad fact for this week is that I finally graduated from 1.3 times speed to 1.4 times speed.
Whoa.
That's right. I've sped up.
Hot damn.
I put 1.3 on and went, this episode of Daddy's is going too slow. So we bumped it to 1.4. Yeah. Excited to see at what point 1.5 will happen. I'm hoping maybe in the new season I'll bump back down to 1 just to see what's going on.
Just to reacquaint yourself with their voices.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it sounds the same. They're not like
the
chipmunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they sound the same. It's just when one of them does the like really fast rant, I'm like, I think I caught those words.
Yeah, I could see like having to train up because when I was trying to speed it up, I jumped it up to 2 and was like, oh, wow, this is way too fast.
2 is crazy.
2 is too fast. Yeah.
Someone I'm friends with from college, he listens to every podcast at 1.5. And I'm like, that's crazy. Oh, I listen to only Daddy's at 1.4 now.
Yeah.
Every other podcast is at 1x speed.
If you're trying to catch up on stuff like Critical Role or something, and you're like starting
Crit
Role
is on like 3.
Totally,
if I was
that.
Listening to Crit Role, I would be on 3 times speed. And I would just like hope the information would get in my brain.
You just wake up at 3 a.m. I know how that combat went.
Exactly. You just feel it in your bones.
Yeah.
Wow. They actually play D&D, unlike some other podcast. Okay, I shouldn't start dunking.
Just immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Luke, you got to do your.
I'm also not about to praise Critical Role. Like, I'm sorry if you came to this podcast expecting me to be like, I love podcasts that are high fantasy D&D. That's not my vibe.
Nope. They're too much, too.
Yeah.
They're too much. No, now.
Hey, I'm Luke. My rad fact for this week is because we joked about it at the top of the episode, I got some new shoes.
New shoes.
What kind of shoes?
Yeah, I ordered a pair of new Converse.
Hell
Converse 70s.
Let's go.
And I'm actually really excited about them because they're apparently like, super comfortable and they like apparently hold up better than every other pair
are they
of Converse.
Like, I'm assuming they're not as narrow as normal Converse are. All my Converse are child sized because I got small baby feet and I can fit into child sizes.
Well, I arguably have larger feet than you. So, yes,
I would hope so.
Wider.
Quite frankly, I hope you're bigger than a men's 4.
I am actually a men's 11.
That's many bigger.
Wow. Yes.
So yeah.
I am actually wearing some Converse All-Stars. I think they're Chuck Taylors. I'm not sure how that works. Is like, are all our All-Stars Chuck Taylors or? Yeah, yeah, right now.
Take your fucking shoes off, pervert.
He's not in bed with them on. He's not fucking Mario. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's.
You're in your house where you live.
And?
I don't wear my shoes.
I don't know. There's
dirty
like,
children and cats around. He doesn't know what he's going to say.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
House shoes. That's what house shoes are for.
I mean, when's the last time you stepped on a Lego?
Well,
that's fair. You know what?
For yeah, Diddy recently because she was building flowers out of Legos 2 weeks ago.
They're so pretty.
Right.
Yeah,
so let me say it is a lot more tolerable in shoes.
I mean, yeah. Stepping on a needle is more tolerable in shoes, probably.
No, I mean, unless it punctures the shoe, at which point that really didn't do anything.
Nope.
All right. It was a bad defense, and I know that. Yeah. Okay? But,
yeah, so the cool thing about my Converse shoes, they're Gore-Tex, so they're waterproof.
I love that. I have two pairs. I have my waterproof winter boots that kind of have a hole in the sole, and I'm kind of mad at them about it. Like, I've had them for over a year.
No. I have a hole in
Maribel
my sole.
Maribel keeps saying, like, oh, you should just expect them to not be good. I'm like, no. They should be. I bought a new pair, too, because they were on sale, and they're, like, half a size too small, so I have to wear not thick socks.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, but they're, like, they're cute. I like them.
Worth it. I have shoes that are too small that I've been like meaning to break in for a while, but every time I look at them, I'm like, not today.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like
it's not today. It'll happen
honestly,
soon.
Fair.
It's not today. They're not getting smaller, you know.
True.
I mean, your feet aren't getting smaller either.
Maybe
so.
They are.
They could might. Be getting bigger.
Oh,
what if I? What if? What if I didn't? You know, canonically, I'm 7'2". What if I didn't shrink when I was older? My feet just got real little.
Sure.
like you have tiny little cartoon feet.
Like I have a kid. I'm like a child's one.
You're walking like around.
I'm like weird little stubs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like an inch of like surface area on your feet, so it's like you're walking around and putting all of your weight on like one PSI or whatever.
Yeah.
So
practically a double peg leg.
almost. Yeah.
with the little baby Converse onions.
The ones they sell as keychains.
A little baby Converse.
Can someone draw that? Or just take a picture of me and Photoshop my feet? I might do that, quite honestly.
Please.
And then
that's
upload
hilarious.
It to WikiFeet?
And then upload it to WikiFeet and let's get my story. I want to be famous. I don't know. You wouldn't know this. I want to be famous enough where I end up on WikiFeet. I can't put myself on WikiFeet, right? Because that's not it. Right. I need someone to see a video of me with my feet in it and be like, I need to upload this to the website.
Those are dreams.
And that's when I know I've made it.
That means that we need to do another like live thing.
A live thing where my dogs are out.
Oh no.
Front and center.
Oh, hey man, up on the ball. What's gonna happen during the recording of Nick Poodoo to Electric?
Well, fucking, do you think we can get the script for Anthony's porn?
Oh no.
Funny
enough, I was gonna mention, hey guys, why don't we do a like live react?
Dude, that's what yes. We have to do a live readout because he didn't script the porn part, right? He scripted the intro, the conceit of the thing, and then maybe the outro. I don't know if like websites that are cool with porn do
I don't know how porn works. I'm
thanks
not
so much
lie,
for watching my
guys.
Porn. Remember to like and subscribe.
Or do you think that like he was like the one who was like, you know, the choreographing the positions on paper or something?
No. That's
a perfect just a list.
Anthony's
of
a writer. He can't draw. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, that's like a porn director's job.
Yeah.
But Anthony's job is to give them what they say. And then maybe do you think he also put in the script, like, when one of the guys comes, can you make him show? How do you open? Like, do you think that he does in the script? toasty.
Right. Or do you think that he had like text throughout and then he'd have like, you know, yeah, scene settings.
Yeah. Here's a list of words you have to get. Oh, fuck. You're going to make me Konami code.
Oh, no.
Like
up, down, down, left.
Oh, my God.
Be a star.
Fuck. Hey, can one of you, sorry, I'm just getting a note from the writer. Can one of you make the GameCube noise with your mouth?
Okay. No.
And then we haven't even introed the actual podcast, but okay, the GameCube noise. And then the last noise is someone thrusting balls deep.
Either that or it's the GameCube noise and then just a, you know, the pop.
That's worse. That's so much worse. Because I don't know if you guys thought butthole first, but my thought was butthole.
I also did, yes.
Yeah.
I thought butt plug popping out. That's what I thought.
Yeah, a haunting visual. So we all just listened. Season two. I can't. It feels weird to actually do that.
We all
bit.
Just finished listening to season two, episode 51, Cool Hand Link. In this episode, the kids once again made sure that this wasn't the last episode of the season.
So
that's it.
And then maybe spank an ass. maybe you spank it with, like, you know, that, like, I'm gonna say condom, and I don't mean a condom.
No. You do spank it. You just add a ton of reverb at the end.
Yes, but I'm saying you spank it instead, because if we're keeping it video game themed, that like white condom for the Wii remote, you know, that was like the cherry texture. God, obviously no Wii remote in it, but I feel like that would make.
Is that fun. Obvious?
Obviously no Wii remote in it.
Yeah.
Schwap! Like, that sounds like, it feels like a good audio experience, I feel just like. Schwap. Be kind of a schwap, yeah.
I feel like that would actually get, like, hurt to get hit with. Just the cover thing.
Is this the most not safe for work our podcast has gotten? Because this feels, I feel a little dirty
also,
right now.
Also, right at the top of the
episode.
I don't
think we've talked about porn openly.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe our episode 11.5 special?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But even Matt was there.
Yeah.
But that was just like, that was like softcore shit. That was FinDom. We were talking about
this is giving the
stuff.
Audience a visual
we have the fucking sound effects here.
Yeah. We have over 100 episodes of explicit and we're finally earning that rating.
Yeah, like that 12-year-old who's been ignoring those warnings who listens to our podcast is going to be
look
like,
up.
Mom,
our podcast
what's the
are
condom
not the
that
daddies?
Was around the Wii remote?
Oh, no.
Mom, wait, what's it? A Wii mode?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't the Wii like 12 years old at this point?
Don't even.
It might
Wii.
Be.
What,
I just
2008?
Googled Wii. Why would that? Older. 2006.
I got it for my 12th birthday.
So, yeah, it's older.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2006. It is.
I have kids who were born after that currently
it
in my program.
Currently, the Wii is about to become an adult.
I have people who were born
year.
In 2012 that I spoke to today.
Huh. Yeah, so my 8-year-old, he's like all into football and wanted to play like
they're
you
as
know,
old
Madden
as the
or whatever.
Wii U.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So
Wii U is 2012.
Wow. Yeah. So I pulled up my Xbox 360 and put like NCAA 13 football on, and he's been playing that because I didn't want to have to buy a new copy of Madden or something like that for him. But yeah, no, it's like, man, kids playing on consoles that are older than they are. It's like, yeah.
I mean, I was doing that when I was growing up. Like, my first console was a NES.
Mine too, but I was 4.
Mm. Yeah, I think the first console I had wasn't a DS Lite, but that was it wasn't like I wasn't allowed to have the cool consoles. My friends had the cool consoles, and I went over. I don't think it was an allowed thing. My parents are boomers, and I think they just didn't know about them.
I got my grandfather's PlayStation 1. Yeah. That was our first console.
Hell
your grandfather
yeah.
played the PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, growing up, my parents were boomers, and so the only console they ever bought me was the NES.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to end up, like, saving up my allowance to buy a Dreamcast.
Aw.
Yeah.
I, like, made them know things about consoles. Because I had a Wii. That was the one console I did have. And I was like, I'm getting... Sandy, Cheryl, I'm getting a fucking Wii.
And then they played great. Wii Sports.
We played Wii Sports. I had the Wii Fit board.
I love a Wii
and we
Fit
did that
board.
Step game. Bum, 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 bum. You know, as you step over.
Yes. Yeah, the step game.
I miss that. Miss that thing. I think that.
Me too.
I'm just gonna play that song. I'm just gonna listen to that. Is there like? There's got to be a 10-hour version, right?
Wii Fit. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah.
Step dance music.
Is. I mean, our first console was definitely the N64. My dad bought it for us, but then he would play it and we would just kind of watch him. We didn't get to play our own console at really any point.
There really isn't like a one hour of Wii Fit music, but that's not it.
Well, I mean, you can just do the Wii Shop music and, you know.
I'm going to listen to the same step. Step music. Oh, it's so loud. Hold
no,
on.
It's not, but it's also the Wii Shop music and it's a fucking bop. So,
yeah.
You know, what are we here for?
I'm fully like in the groove of like picturing the arms going up and down, the counting.
Yeah, I'm currently watching a video of someone play the stepping mini game on Wii Fit.
It's so good.
I'm watching Advanced Step right now.
I love the Advanced
from,
Step.
Thank you at user Ziplock13.
Hero.
Thank you for your service. Oh my God. Nah, nah, nah. Step, 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 step. This person failed immediately.
Boom.
Why would you upload it if you got two OKs in a row right at the top?
Wow, Ziplock 13. We take it back.
God, this game went so hard.
Consider shouted in.
Yeah, shot in, bro. Do you remember? So there was a Wii, there was a Raving Rabbids Wii game.
Uh-huh.
That was like all mini games. This, yes. Raving.
Yeah.
Rabbids.
Wasn't that like the first Rabbids game
Wii.
Ever? Like the first Rabbids thing?
Was it? Was like it was TV thing? Party. Rayman Raving Rabbids TV Party was my game. I played the fuck out of this. I played so much of this fucking game. I never played a single other Rayman or Rabbids game. I played this game and all I did was mostly play the Groove mini game. And it was like to like Toxic by Britney Spears. It was like to read songs. And you would play like the bass. It was like there was another one by Sadust, I think, was in there. Like this shit ripped ass. It was so good.
Wow.
I miss it every day.
You know, I think my favorite thing about that generation was the name that you could say that if you had all three consoles, the PS3, the 360, and the Wii, it's like, yeah, I own a PS3, 6 Wii. And that was just how you said, I have all three. So it's like
someone uploaded a long, a lot of people uploaded long plays of just them playing TV Party. I'm going to throw up. This is all I'm doing tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so
he's on a nostalgia trip right now.
But really,
I miss this game so much.
Yeah,
I'm going to cry. I don't even know how to do that.
What, cry?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just kind of squint really hard and then your eyes start leaking.
I'm going to watch this later. I can't watch it right now because I'm going to sit here silently, mouth open, watching that game. But,
perfect.
Yeah. So can someone else tell me what happened in this episode?
Well, that's why we have Maribeth on, right? Maribeth's a D&D's expert.
Like someone like Maribeth who definitely listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
She could just like tell us about what happened in this episode.
Yeah. I told her all the names of all the people. So
I definitely know who all of them are.
Yeah.
I know their backstories.
Super fan. Listen to every single episode at least 4 times.
Yeah.
So
tell me about
it. Terrible. Why would
tell
you do
me
that?
What happened.
Stepping
tell me what
outside
happened.
Of the bit, listening to a season 2 episode again genuinely makes me break out in hives. Like I cannot fathom doing that. The only episode I've ever listened to more than once is 11 and a half. I don't think I've listened to any other ones.
Look, I just want to say how much I love these just frambunctious kids in this podcast.
Yeah.
They are just
they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're wholesome. I have to be honest, like I really
wholesome.
I just don't understand why they're always picking on Hermie. I just don't. Like
he's done nothing wrong.
He's done nothing wrong. He's going about his day trying so hard to like help them out. And like, so listen, at the beginning of the episode, from what I understand, they all got separated, right? They're in their own personal heavens. And our first cutscene is we've got Lincoln, right? This Midwestern meat and potatoes guy. And he.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But listen, his personal heaven, and I'm all about this. I'm all about this, you know, enemies to lovers storyline. Like, that's definitely what I go for in just about everything. Yep. And he really wants to tell Taylor Swift how he feels.
Right.
So badly.
that simmering romance has just been
this whole season
under the covers.
Because we've been building to it.
Yeah. I'm like tracking. I'm actually looking at my notes that I take while I listen to the podcast.
She has a notes app on her phone.
I do. I have a notes app on my phone. I took extensive notes this time around.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good.
And we just got Lincoln in there, and I feel for him, you know? I feel for anyone who's in this like unrequited love, like this position that he finds himself in.
Sorry, I thought it was between him and Taylor.
It is between him and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, yeah, him and Taylor.
Oh, between two of them. Yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. I thought we were talking about Hermie again.
No, Hermie.
Listen, poor Hermie. I wish Hermie could find love. I just don't see that in the cards for him.
Yeah.
You know, anytime soon.
Yeah. He's not going to find his what's her ass. I literally can't even think of the joke.
Wow.
Guys, I'm going to be real. The edibles are approaching.
They are cresting a hill. They are coming swiftly.
They are surfboarding towards me.
Oh, no. But I'm all about, like, I just find it so interesting how they're all in their own personal heavens, right? Like, they've gotten separated. How they're going to find themselves again, I don't know. It really seems like they left that on a cliffhanger. Or maybe I didn't listen to the entire episode. I'm not entirely sure yet. But, yeah. So we're going to divert from Lincoln there for a bit. And like, we're approaching Scary Marlowe. And I'm obsessed with Scary Marlowe. She is who I was in high school. Just this scary, shoplifting, like Hot Topic, emo babe. I'm going to say babe.
Yeah. Yeah, babe.
Am I wrong? I mean, what do you think?
I know. I think you've hit the nail surprisingly close to the head.
Although it's really not surprising because you listen to the
episode. Of course. Yeah.
So we've got Hot Topic Mall Teen. Yeah. You got it right.
Yeah. I know.
Great way of calling it. You call it like you sees it or hears it, however you want to say it.
Exactly. But so she's in a Hot Topic. And then Willie shows up. And I don't really know Willie's deal. I feel like Willie's misunderstood.
Really?
Just deeply misunderstood. Mm-hmm. So he's in there and he's extending an olive branch. You know, in his own way, he offers her a shiny, you know, thing of nail polish shaped like a skull.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What more could we want out of this?
It's true.
That's her weakness. You know, she can't.
That's her weakness. And Willie knows it. Mm-hmm. And like, there might be some ulterior motives here. I don't really know. But to me, it seems well-intentioned. Like, he wants a friend. And she accepts it.
That's what we've all been saying. Like, Willie just needs a friend.
Yes. This entire time.
Saying since season one. That's all we've been saying about Willie.
I know. But then he starts whispering to her, like, all this stuff about Taylor Swift, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, he's trying to split the team
up. Yeah. So it's like, are you well-intentioned? What's going on here? I think he just doesn't know.
No. He doesn't know how to want a friend.
He doesn't know how to be a friend.
Yeah.
I think that's a life lesson we all need to take from this, maybe.
Yeah.
You gotta be a friend before you can. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
I'm doing my best here, guys.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
This is totally how the episode went.
Thank you.
I'm riveted.
I should be a DM.
I'm following along, and just like 1.4 is so fast.
It is.
So it's nice to hear.
Just to hear it slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let it simmer.
Let it simmer.
Like a French onion soup.
But he's in there and he's like, look, I don't know if you can trust him. This is, you know, again, this is Willie to Marlowe.
Willie scary to Scary, Marlo, scary about Marlo, Taylor
about
Swift.
About Taylor Swift. Right. He's like, I don't know if you can trust this person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hear it. They've been talking some mad shit.
Taylor does love to talk shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, we talked about porn for an hour.
Yeah.
And can
sorry.
I just say, I don't think we're going to stop talking about porn.
Yeah. No, we're not.
No.
I don't know. In my brain, their porn is all in Simlish, though. So, like, that could work, too.
Yeah, no, it, on this podcast. Yeah, no. On this
sorry,
podcast.
In your brain? Sorry. Cannot blow past that.
Yeah.
Okay. No further questions.
Wow. Oh, no. I was about to say, well, you know, on this podcast, you know, discussions about cock slapping is fine, but curse words are over the line.
Here we draw the line.
But now I'm just picturing just a bunch of like similar, like, you've been hounded, but I'm pow.
What's the simplest version of toasty? Yoshi!
Anyway.
Back to the episode.
So, yeah. He's trying to break the group up. He's trying to do it. And unfortunately, Scary Marlowe, he caught her in a moment of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. That nail polish really got to her. And so she, like, said to herself, like, maybe he's right. Maybe these aren't my friends.
Oh, shit.
So she goes off with him and, like, they go back to, like, his little lair, right? Where there is absolutely not a single drop of dairy because this man is so horribly lactose intolerant. Like, any drop of dairy, like, that's absolutely just going to destroy him.
Big character revelation this episode.
Of course. You know, I think they need to start exposing real weaknesses here. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. You got to do that to your bad guys.
You have to do that to your bad guys. But then, you know, we have... we kind of cut away and Hermie is hanging out over here with Normal Oak. And Normal Oak, I'm obsessed with Normal Oak. Normal Oak.
Aren't we all? Mm-hmm. We are. I'm not even joking on that one. He's great.
He's great. He's absolutely great. You know, he's got these real Viking vibes to me, like very much like a young Thor kind of thing going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that too.
Same vibe. We're always, we're always saying that.
Yeah, I just see Biddy Chris Hemsworth every time he comes in. Like, that's all I see in my mind's eye.
Maybe
yeah,
a Liam Hemsworth one could even say.
That's true.
But so they're together and it's, you know, this really great juxtaposition of size because obviously Hermie, you know, being this tiny, tiny little guy. And then you've got Normal Oak, who's just like towering like 8 feet tall. Your face is so distracting.
Sorry.
Yeah, Diddy, we're trying to record a podcast.
Yeah, God, your face.
We're trying to take this seriously. But Normal Oak, he's on a mission, right? He's like, we gotta get back to the gang, like the Scooby Crew, whatever they call themselves.
The Scooby Crew.
Yeah, the Scooby Crew.
The Scooby Crew. Scooby Crew. That's what they're always saying.
Listen, as...
That's what it says on the side of their van, too.
As an avid fan, I know that. But...
Yeah.
So they're like, we gotta get back. We have to get back to the crew. Who knows what's going on? Like, oh my God. So they're like walking through what they think is their own personal heaven, but like it actually turns out to be Normal Oak's personal hell.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, with...
Anthony loves his throws in those twists.
Anthony, he's a piece of work.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about him.
God, I'm always saying that. Yep. Genuinely.
Verbatim.
So, Normal Oak's biggest fear, I mean, you guys all know this, is like his teeth falling out of his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy. You hit a little too close to home.
She listened to us record one episode and she's using it.
Oh, no. She's spying on us right now. Because I'm wearing a Scooby-Doo shirt and Nikki's teeth are falling out.
Oh, no. I'm going to dream about that tonight, bro.
Whatever you do, don't turn around.
What? Oh my God. What?
No.
That was crazy.
Oh no.
But yeah. So his biggest fear, his teeth falling out of his head. So they're walking down this aisle and what starts hitting him in his face? He's like, what is that? It's like pelting him like hail. How this is happening in a hallway, I don't really know. But like, I don't ask Anthony how he does things. So like something's...
We've tried.
Something's pelting him in the face. He's like, what the hell is that? And he like picks it up and he's like, oh my God. It's a bloody tooth.
Yeah, it was terrifying. Aww.
It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying.
Gross. Yeah.
That's so
And
scary.
Then you got Hermie there, and
Anthony
God bless Hermie.
Body horror,
yeah. Yeah, bless Hermie.
God bless Hermie. He's like, what's going on, boss? I honestly, Hermie. What? He has no idea what's going on. He's just, you know, this helpless, like, cute little guy.
And he loves to call Normal boss.
Yeah.
All
what's going on, King?
exactly.
And then, you know, normal, he just like, he starts caving in on himself. He's like, oh my God, it is his biggest fear. And it just gets, the teeth rain gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And this is Hermes' moment. This is his moment to show that he is not this useless little guy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's like, all right, I got you, boss. I got you. We're going to get out of here. So he like takes his little body and he like tries, he like shields Normal Oak from all these falling teeth. He's like pushing him. He's pushing him down the hallway, which is a big feat if you consider how tiny this little guy is.
Yeah, especially compared
he's
to Normal.
So small.
He's so, so, he's like a tiny cat.
Exactly.
Like I just, he's like, do you remember the Muppets Christmas Carol movie?
Yeah.
Like Rizzo?
No, no, not Rizzo. Like that, he is like the little tiny ghost? Tim Frog. Like that is what.
That's exactly what he is.
Hermie. Yep.
That's Hermie.
So true.
And he's doing everything he can with that tiny little body to help his pal out of that hallway.
Right. That's so brave.
It's so brave. So brave. So he's doing it. He's doing it. He almost gets him out, right? He's pushed him halfway down the hallway. And all of a sudden, a giant tooth man a la like the Kool-Aid man bursts through the wall.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it surprised me too. Yeah. I despaired.
Didn't we all?
Yeah.
Listen, what else is there to do when a giant tooth man bursts through the wall? You just go straight to despair.
Yeah, no. I mean, Anthony really worked well with the body horror.
He loves teeth. This man loves bloody teeth.
I'm
a
little concerned about him.
Out of them, you know.
So Normal Oak, he's like, he's catatonic. He has no idea what he's gone. Mm-hmm. So Tiny, or I almost called him Tiny Tim.
Tiny Timmy Hermie.
Tiny Tim, who did not die.
Tiny Hermie.
You know, Hermie, he goes, not today, not today. So he takes his little body and he throws a punch so hard at that tooth man. He hits him right in like the rotten part of the tooth. The tooth that like just cracks open. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, right in the cavities. Toothman's like, oh no.
Yeah.
And just like, KOs him. He KOs him.
That's what you do if you punch a guy in his cavities.
Exactly. That happens every time.
Yeah. Every time.
So Hermie, he looks around and there's no one to see this amazing moment of bravery. But that's okay because he knows in his heart that he just saved his best friend.
No. Oh my God.
From his biggest
fears.
They
don't believe him.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, have you seen how they treat poor little guy? They're not going to believe him. I don't believe in the next episode. And yeah. So they escape, but they escape. And that's.
But they escape. And that's the cliffhanger. Yeah.
That's the cliffhanger.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I have no notes. That was exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I'm happy with how that went.
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Yeah. Great episode.
I'm stunned speechless.
Mm hmm. Perfect.
Perfect. No notes.
You know, we've listened to a lot of Dungeons and Daddies, and this is like the first time in a while the episode has been truly engaging.
Yeah. Summed up completely. I understand.
You know who we can give credit to? The writers.
Yeah, the writers. Thank you.
Thank you, writers.
Thank you, writers.
That's the episode.
All right.
So instead of an advertisement this week, I want to talk about porn.
Oh boy.
Okay.
I haven't named this game, so maybe we can think about what this game is called. But what I have done is I, like in the episode, they mentioned porn a lot and also porn names for things. And Freddie said his most favorite porn name for something, which was in something about a dick in my mouth. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, a cock on your lips now.
A cock on your lips now.
Instead of apocalypse.
So what I have done, like, we have four rounds. And what I've done is I have made a list of porn names of movies or TV shows a certain actor has acted in. So I'm giving you an IMDb.
Oh, an IMDb walk.
IMDb walk, but all the names of the movies are porn names. And okay. I'll see if you can get the actor or actress. I'm going to list them all. And I guess to buzz in, if you want to just shout your name. this is round one. I guess 1 point per round, probably. I guess.
Yeah, let's go.
Sure. It's hard. It's hard. I kind of went deep into the IMDb.
It's hard. Right. Makes sense.
Well, not so, hard. Are you, you're not... So you, those, by the way, those not actual porn parody titles, just things Nikki was
things
saying.
Things that I thought, I think that I thought of and struggled to come up with. Okay. So let's see. Number one, The Rail Me Man.
Okay.
Dorian Gay. Then She Fucked Me. I don't know what that one was. Girl with a Pearl Necklace. That's a thinker.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Importance of Fucking Ernest. Oh. This one might give it away. Bridget Jones' Booby. And finally, is the last one, Kingsman, The Golden Cock Ring.
And the actor that we're looking for is in all of these movies, correct?
And the actor that I am looking for...
The real movies.
In the real movies, not the porn parody.
Not the porn parodies.
Who is the actor?
Is it Colin Firth?
It is Colin Firth. Congratulations. Colin Firth. Don't remember what Then She Fucked Me is a parody of. All right, next one.
Wait, hold on. You mean Colin Girth?
Oh.
You get a bonus point. Good job.
Yay.
Yay. Inspiration. Okay, next one. I almost just read the guy's name. Oh, it's a guy. Star Wars Episode 7, The Fox Awakens. The Golden Compass.
Oh, no. Wow.
I don't even remember. Enduring Fuck. What was that?
Anything.
Lara Croft, Womb Sprayer.
Oh, dear.
No!
Comrade Detective. That one's weak.
Oh, wait. Wait. Is this Daniel Craig?
It is Daniel Craig. You can hear the Hell last two for free. The next one was Bone and Fucky, and the final one was Ass Onion.
Oh, Glass Onion.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It has layers.
Yeah, it has layers. Ugh. Okay, next one. This one, I think, is going to be the hardest one.
Teehee.
Cream Leaf. The Butler. Uh-huh. Native cum.
Oh my god.
Yep. That was bad. There are no cum shots here. Whoa.
I don't even know what any of these movies are.
Yeah.
The same. Princess The Princess and My Hog.
What? The Princess.
The Cummer Purple.
Oh dear.
And finally, The Oprah Winfrey Show.
What?
The Oprah Winfrey Show is just the name of a porn.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's Oprah Winfrey then.
It is Oprah Winfrey. Oh, good job. Yeah, okay. You were one ahead. It's 2-1 to 1-0. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Final one. This is the last round of whatever this game is called. Swan Dong. The Girl with All the Dicks.
they're so creative.
This one is a stretch. This one is a stretch.
This one's a stretch.
This one's a stretch. Anaesthesia.
Wow.
It was a long walk to get there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Blowdown. The cum scrubber. That one, the real one, is called The Chum Scrubber. I almost left it as The Chum Scrubber. This one's fucked up. Heart of Bone.
Oh.
And finally, Fuckle Ass Traction.
Fuckle Ass Traction?
Fatal Attraction.
Oh.
Fuckle Ass Traction.
I don't know. Sharon Stone?
Oh, close.
Michael Douglas.
Mm,
I got close. No one else.
I've never watched any of those
It
movies.
Is Our Love, Our Life. It is Glenn Close.
Mm. Ah.
Yes. I couldn't think of a pun for Hillbilly Elegy about good Terminators and bad Terminators.
Hillbilly Orgy.
Hillbilly Orgy. I guess it's Hillbilly Orgy. I'm sorry I betrayed you. And that was IMD Penis. That's the name of the show.
Wow.
IMD Penis. Tune in next time.
I can't wait to find jaunty game show.
I am the penis.
I am the penis.
It's incredible.
You know what they call me? The penis. Luke, you won. I will be sending you
The gifts that you should have sent me months ago from our fans.
Yeah.
Fan. Eventually. Yeah.
Fan.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually.
Fan.
That was my game.
It was really good.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was very good.
Honestly, the hardest part was thinking of actors.
I also hope we get terrible, terrible fan art of some of those, like,
Fuckle ass traction.
Swan dong. Come on.
Wow.
Swan dong. It was just one further down the keyboard.
Do you think that, like, it's corkscrewed like ducks are?
Yeah, I have to assume so.
I mean, I could Google it, but I'm not gonna.
No, do not bring Google into this.
Write in if you know the answer.
Write in. Actually,
all of our, this is the entire comment section for the next episode. It's just corkscrew.
No, it's just the word swan dong, swan dong, swan dong. It's really fun to say.
It is.
Is it fun to type?
Not really.
No.
Because the SW and the A are so close to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in a weird configuration there.
It's very left hand heavy.
My hand plug is swan dong.
Thanks, Nikki's Game, for sponsoring this episode.
It's called IMD Penis. I'm the penis. It's called I'm the penis.
And me, the winner, is the penis.
The penis of the week.
Man, that game sounded really hard.
Boo. Gross. Tune in next time to I Am the Penis. I am the
only
penis.
Only on Talking Sons.
It needs like a radio sting. I am the penis.
like at 90s style, like do, 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 do.
New Jersey 101.5. That was one of them. Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN New York. That's a real one.
Yeah, I was getting flashbacks because it's like those jingles haven't changed in 87 years.
They absolutely have not.
I am the penis. That's the thing.
I think it'd be
69.
I am the penis. I am the
penis. Wait, is that Blue's Clues?
Yeah. I am the penis. This is upsetting. What we've really done. Is. What we've done today.
We've done tonight.
We've done it. We have all contributed.
I am the penis. Makes baby Jesus cry.
It was so loud. I just wasn't expecting that deep voice.
Well, he was going for like the monster truck announcer sort of.
Sunday.
I am the penis.
What's the IMDb logo?
So it'd just be IND and then a
and
penis.
Then you then you flip the B so it looks like balls.
Yeah. And you give it a little head.
Uh-huh. Or you don't flip it and then you just have a penis come up from between the B bumps.
Between the B bumps.
You know.
Horrible.
That's another porn title for something.
Yeah. Do we want to, we got comments from our best friend.
Oh, we did get a bunch of comments.
Yeah.
I know who Aiden is now, by the way.
Uh-oh.
And I maintain, stay in your fucking box. You know what you did. Get back in your box. I'll be back with the butter and the edible, though.
Let's see. Talking Sons live episode would be a little nightmarish.
Yep.
Yeah, agree. Hard agree.
Next time we do it, my dogs are going to be out.
Although it's a shame that Emma isn't here for the second half of this, because it's like, totally would watch, though, not gonna lie, would love to hear Emma info dump on their D&D campaign.
I believe that'll happen. Maybe we just make Emma post like a 20 minute long audio to our feed and just see,
completely unedited, completely so you guys unedited. Have a real feeling of what Talking Sons live would be.
God.
Because, Agnity cuts a lot of info dumps from just about everyone, but...
I mean, everyone, yeah. I'll talk about Glee any day.
I mean, I think that not a single word of my passion about weaving hammocks has made it onto the podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, and it never
that
will.
That is criminal.
And it never
okay,
will.
You can fight me about it.
Yeah, take it up with your girlfriend then, please.
She looks genuinely offended.
The people need to know about, you know, at first you weave the hammock and then you lay in it. It's magic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is this only two steps? That seems
You
low.
Weave it and then you do it?
Yeah. Yep. It's
okay. Simply weave, bro.
I could go on it all day. I have so many times in the past.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We also got another comment. While like a Let's Play, I am listening to this basically a week or two after recording. I would like to inform you that Riptide can write. I think it stays a normal pen if you put the cap on its back.
But like, would you ever use it as a pen, though? I feel like the knowledge of I'm holding a sword in my hand.
Yeah.
Would
I mean
overpower like would, my desire to write things.
It would be the worst, like if you went to like sign a receipt and then sent Riptide away on the tip tray.
Oh. Oops.
Honestly, I would love more episodes like this. I listen to this podcast more for the group banter than the Dungeons and Daddies commentary.
Also, I hope you hate this episode. Yeah.
Because there was nothing but
great news about what you just listened to.
Yeah. Good news, everyone.
Also, I concur about getting more grands. It is great.
Merton is trapped in a hole, and we can't record. We can't record until he gets out. He's almost out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How often is Merton trapped in a hole? I'm just curious.
Pretty often. He can jump very high. If he spends a key point, he can jump really high. But I think he doesn't want to get out.
Aww.
He's just in a hole getting he's cool. He's get in a hole getting drunk, partying.
He's happy. He has his jug.
It's
of
a safe
beer.
Space.
Yeah, it's a safe hole.
Okay. His party hole.
Title of his sex tape.
Yeah, it's safe for everything except for things that come from above him.
Yeah. As soon as he breaks the DC, as soon as he rolls above a 6, we'll record another episode.
It's funny because it actually uses a D4.
Yeah.
And then once I notice that I'm rolling a D4 and not a D6, which is a crazy thing to mix up, once I notice, then he's free from the hole.
Yeah.
And that can take months.
Because unfortunately, we've all eaten most of our dice and that's all we have left.
Gotcha. Yep.
They shouldn't have made the math rocks look so tasty.
No. If they didn't want us to eat the clacky clacky math rocks, they shouldn't have made them so pretty.
Mm-hmm. I'm so clogged up.
Dude, I might have never downloaded session 39.
Ruh-roh.
Oh no.
Hold on.
So they're coming. And then next one is our next comment was where's the fundraiser for Nikki's soup cam GoPro? It's vital. I'm happy to announce that I still don't have a soup cam.
We are too.
Let's see. And final comment. I would love if y'all did casual talkabouts unrelated to daddies.
Done.
Whoa, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So the people who submit comments don't see these, like these are not public. We only take the most embarrassing comments and make them public. So it's like they can't see what other people have already said. But they continued, you've heard of one aunt, but the titular gin uncle is a stout short man with a red nose and a receding hairline. I think that's Fry.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
I think in my brain, I imagine Fry is like weirdly lanky.
Mm.
Like, he's not coked out, but he looks coked out.
So meth.
No, he's not a drug addict, though. Yeah. He just has the energy
of a drug addict.
Yeah, he just has that twitchy energy. We've all heard him talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Many times, in fact, yes.
Every night in my brain.
He's a bit manic.
Yeah. So that's how I imagine him. But I can agree with red nose, receding hairline, or he's really hot. I mean, he could be really hot and have a receding hairline.
See, I was picturing just round Italian guy.
Yeah.
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 With a receding
hairline. He can be that too. He can be anything
as long as
you need him to be. As long as he fucks, really.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Fandom plug?
Fandom plug.
Yeah, let's do it.
And moving on to our fandom plug, where we talk about stuff that isn't porn that we've been fans of.
Fuck! Gotcha, bitch.
I'm not gonna steal. Wait, Luke, I think you did Helldivers last time.
Yeah, so. I think I did. I was trying to remember if I did, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, so let's see. My fandom plug is new season of Bad Batch, Star Wars cartoon on Disney Plus.
Oh, that's still happening.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like though at this point, if you are into the whole like Star Wars animated series shows, by now you're probably aware of it. Otherwise, you're probably not going to get into it. So, but it's good. I like this season. Seems like that this is the start of the final season. So lots of stuff is happening. People are dying left and right. Yeah. It's crazy.
Party.
Spoilers. Yeah.
Don't get attached.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go next. I have to. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Legally. Yes.
I have a podcast. I'm not even going to roll for it this time. What? Yeah. Wow. The new season of Victoriosity is just started coming out this week.
Oh, I think I saw that in my podcast app because I was following it. I saw it like today as it updated. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
It's a beast. This is the name of the first episode, and it came out very late at night, and it came up on my phone. It was like, the Victoriosity posted, and like I kind of started breathing a little bit too heavily. I was very excited. Definitely like one of my favorite podcasts ever. It's really good, and I haven't had the chance.
What is it?
Victoriosity, it's like a mixture of, it's like a detective, like a Sherlock Holmes
detective comedy drama. Even Greater London 1887.
Yeah, it's set in Greater London, which is like London but an alternative history, but it's written like it's Douglas Adams and also Terry Pratchett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is definitely why I'm subscribed to it. And I don't know why I haven't started listening to it.
Well, I pitched it to you last time exactly like this. And you're like, oh, yes, I will subscribe to it. And then I guess you never listened to it. And that's your problem. But they also have a book coming up soon. And I'm very excited about that. I've already pre-ordered it. But I pre-ordered that when they announced it, which was many months ago. And I keep forgetting that that's going to come out. But it will. And that's exciting. But yeah, listen to Victoriosity.
Hell yeah.
There's more of it now.
So did we say that I'd have talked about the Horn Section podcast before? I don't think I have, because I don't know if I ever actually listened to it. I talked about how I was just looking at Alex Horn for a while.
I mean, we've been talking about Taskmaster since like the first two or three episodes.
Yeah, I'm making it your problem because it's all I'm thinking. It's all I'm thinking of. My friend texted me the other day. I manifested it because he texted me. He was like, was thinking about what if our college had Taskmaster, who would be the Taskmaster and who would be the assistant? And we just genuinely talked about that for like 15 minutes. And it wasn't even me that provoked it.
Right.
But anyway, the Horn Section podcast is they're a comedy band, but they're all genuinely very good, like performers and musical artists. And they make their silly little songs,
music cannons,
and they're very good at improvising songs, which is always impressive. Alex likes to make them play games, but also other people make them make games too. So they all like it. And it's fun to play along at home and listen to silly songs.
Nice. Now I want to dive into like of the Talking Suns crew. Who's Greg Davies? Like, who's the mean, sarcastic one?
I think now this is part of the conversation I was having with my friend. And he said that I could be either depending on who I'm paired with, because like I think I could play the straight man if I know that I'm just a dick, and I am. But is someone else. But I'm also willing to go unbelievably far for a bit, a la my puppet husband, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I think Luke is too nice, I feel like, but I think he could also play the role. Because like Jamie doesn't make sense. I feel like you're too deadpan. I feel like a Luke Taskmaster and a Jamie little Alex Horn, as much as that pains me, would be pretty good.
I mean, I am.
Because there's something pathetic about Jamie.
Yeah, I am just a hair over 5 feet.
Yeah, you're knee high to a frog.
Yeah, tiny little man.
So small.
Anyway, conversation over. Luke, go.
I guess my fandom plug for this week is going to be Persona 3 Reloaded. It's a JRPG, like a remaster or a remake of a JRPG that came out a few weeks ago. The original came out in like 2007, so it's been a while since this game's been around. It's really good. If you like Pokemon, you can get type matchup stuff off with that. It's good. You're like a high school student in Japan by day, and then by night you're like out saving people and like fighting what are called shadows, and they're just like these random enemy dudes that are like based on tarot cards and stuff. It's pretty cool. Also, if you get high enough, if you rank up your own personas high enough, you can get one that turns into a dick chariot. So there you go.
Hell yeah. I'm interested.
I thought we were talking about stuff that wasn't porn.
Yeah.
Almost. Oh, this is a Persona Coast places sometimes.
Yeah.
Maribeth's fan plug is Animal Crossing Pocket Camp.
No.
She's playing it right now.
No, that's not.
No.
Just, yeah. So this is just picking something that I'm like really into right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So I've been deep diving anime again, and I just watched on Netflix, I don't know if any of you have watched it, but I've been telling everyone how good it is Blue Eyes Samurai.
On the edge of his seat right now.
Blue Eyes Samurai?
Yeah. Oh, I knew she was going to say Blue Eyes Samurai, so there you go.
Did you know that?
Well, it was like oh, the one that everybody's been talking about recently, so yeah, it'd be Blue Eyes Samurai.
Well, no, I don't know anyone who's been talking about it. I've been talking about it to everybody, like trying to get everyone to watch it.
I know a lot of people at Discord servers that I'm in that talk about Blue Eyes Samurai.
Fair enough. I don't really understand Discord yet. I'm only in the NADPOD one.
I forced her in there.
Kind of. But,
yes, overwhelm them. Great. Good idea.
But no, I think it's incredible. The animation is kind of like not super traditional, I would say. And it scratched this itch in my brain that I can't really describe. But the whole premise is that Japan has basically closed its borders to all Western influence. And any child that's born with kind of like Western features is considered a demon. So it focuses around this one character, and she's raised as a boy so she can train to be a samurai. And as she was born with blue eyes, but the circumstances of her birth were that her mother was raped. And so as she gets older, she like vows vengeance, and she seeks to like kill the four white men that were in the country during the time that she was born.
Oh fuck,
it's really good.
Jesus.
Super super good. I've
never actually like no one has ever actually like explained the plot of this to me. All I've heard about it is that it's good, so I've never really actively like seeked out to watch it, but now I'll probably watch
it's incredible. Like,
wow,
yeah.
You call yourself a weeb?
Hey, listen, I am in deep in Free Ren, okay? That is the only anime that I can think about right now.
Nope. Luke, you've been dethroned. Oof. You're no longer King Weeb.
I didn't even have a throne, okay?
Do I get the throne? I want the throne.
Yeah, you're Queen Weeb now.
Yes.
Or King Weeb. You can be King Weeb.
I would love to be King Weeb.
He's King Weeb.
You have been now deemed to be the Queeb of this podcast.
Yes. Ew. That's grosser than anything we've said tonight.
I humbly accept.
Hand over your waifu pillow and your gamer chair.
Okay. Give me an address. I'll send you the waifu pillow.
Oh, hell yes. But yeah.
All right. I'm not Beth May, and she's not here to send us out. More theme music here. Ba-dang, ba-dang, ba-dang. This podcast was created and produced by a not-quite-almost-done group of volunteers. Talking Sense was mastered and edited by Agnity. Our theme music is Madness is Everywhere by Lobo Loco. Grab the next episode in your app of choice or from Nikki.horse. Next episode should drop on March 18th. If you'd like to help us be your best friends, consider telling your friends to listen to The Grands. We'd really appreciate it, because Nikki won't stop. We love you! Help!
No questions.
No follow-up questions.
We aren't doing that anymore.
That's why I said no questions.
No questions.